From Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas, this is Dugout Dirt, a Texas Rangers podcast. It's a baseball podcast about everything that happens outside the chalk lines.
One thing that I really want the fans to know is that the marketing department exists in this organization to try to bring the fans closer to the club.
It's not a job, it's a life.
You know, the best compliments I ever get are when I receive a message or a letter from a blind person who says, I feel like I can see the game.
I've been fortunate to kind of help him put this group together. And it's a lot of special people and, makes coming to work fun every day.
Flood of emotions, relief, excitement, elation. I knew that I carried a trailer of people with me that 90 feet.
After he was finished, I just kind of raised my hand and said, okay, which wall do you want me to run through?
Well, number one, we travel a lot.
It's a lot of trouble, man. That's the one part of the fans never see, you know. They always see us on the uniform plane, and they don't know sometimes how tired we just are just on travel.
It's rough. One of the things is I basically feel like I have a sleeping problem now. It gets hard to sleep at night because you go from one city to the next. You got to adjust that time zone. Then you got to come back home, get adjusted to that. It can be tough at times when it comes to sleeping.
Welcome to Dugout Dirt. I am your host, Jared Couch, and that was Rangers pitching coach Mike Maddox, shortstop Elvis Andrews, and starting pitcher Derek Holland with a preview of this episode of the podcast. Today, we are exploring the travel side of baseball. Over the course of a 162-game regular season, the Rangers fly over 37,000 miles, covering 12 road trips with upwards of 70 people plus in the traveling crew. The man behind the scenes coordinating all that travel for the team is the director of travel, Josh Shelton.
The old school baseball term is traveling secretary, which is, we do typically use that, but it confuses some people when you throw out the term secretary. But that really is what I am. I'm a secretary to the players. Not only do I manage all of our travel, the ticket requests, the hotels, the buses, the equipment trucks. But I'm a resource for the players. Anything that they need, myself or Hoggy Price, our equipment manager, or Blake Miller, our VP of security, work under their go-tos to whatever they need to allow them to focus on baseball only. Baseball and their work-life balance with their families. We try to take care of everything else that might get in the way for them.
So how do you go about planning for a road trip? I know how I plan. I go on Priceline and do the Priceline negotiator to get a hotel. How do you go about just organizing and planning for a road trip?
But 99% of our regular season travel, I take care of it during the off season. From the day our schedule comes out for the following season, I can start planning things. By January 1, before a season, I've got every day mapped out. Tentatively, of course, for our entire season. I can tell you specifically, you know, what time the buses are going to leave, what hotel we're staying at, what equipment truck we'll be using, what bus company. All of that is planned way ahead of time. The other 1% becomes the biggest factor, though. The 12-inning game, the two-hour rain delay, that's all reactionary. But we have an outline that we go by. And that's planned way in advance. A lot, and everything else is reactionary once the season actually starts.
So once the game's over and you're going to another city for a game the next day, what's the process?
We'll leave an hour after the game. As soon as the game ends, we'll have a bag time and a bus time. When we're at home, most of the guys drive their vehicles to the airport and park them there. But we aim to get all of their bags, their equipment bags, on an equipment truck 45 minutes after the game, and then our buses, and they'll drive out an hour after to get to the airport.
Most people dread going to the airport. I mean, who enjoys security clearance, checking bags, and sitting in the middle seat between one guy snoring and another guy eating a fish sandwich from McDonald's? All the hassle that comes with traveling is something the Rangers don't have to deal with.
So how are y'all, traveling? Y'all taking Spirit Airlines or Southwest?
We got our own plane, man.
What's the plane like?
Big. It's got seats in it, fully reclined. No, it's if you're flying with me in that plane, we're going to sit in the back. I'll bring on a little TV, bring a little PlayStation. Get some games of hockey going or golf. But the plane is very comfortable, very relaxed. A lot of big cushiony seats that can recline basically into a bed. Don't fall asleep on the plane. Can be bad for you. Other than that, it's a very crazy plane. Fun.
Not only are the airplanes first class, but the hotels are top of the line as well.
And the hotels, we're talking La Quinta?
No, we're talking like Red Roof Inn. Top of the line, getting rock hard beds, you know, just kind of going from there. You know, sometimes we get some chocolate left on our beds, and then, never mind, I could go so many places with that. Let's just, we stay in some nice hotels.
All right.
Mike Maddux has been in the game of baseball a majority of his life, and he knows the upside of traveling in baseball, but he also knows the downside.
Our travel's pretty nice. I mean, we got a nice airplane, we stay in nice hotels, just great accommodations. You know, beautiful ballparks that we're lucky to play in every night. It's long though. It's long getting in at 4 a.m, 5 a.m, and having to go suit up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's part of the game that people really don't see, and that's the sacrifice that I think everybody makes to their families, to their wives, their children. At the end of the day though, it's that's what we do. And we're happy to do it, proud to do it. And I would say our accommodations and our travel are our first class. And if they weren't, wow, it'd be a longer season. But it's not bad. If you're going to travel every third day or every sixth day, it's the right way to do it.
Compared to minor league travel, Shin-Soo Chu feels very fortunate to have a job that allows him to travel across the country so often.
Yeah, a lot of Korean people will ask, like people say, we play 162 games, travel a lot, you know, it's not easy to play in baseball. But for me, you know, I played 8 years, close 8 years playing the minor leagues. You take a bus like 15, 17 hours after the game. So I think this kind of, for me, the major league travel, I think for me, it's really fun, you know, see a lot of different city.
Baseball players are just like you and I. When it comes to traveling, food is a major factor.
But as soon as the game ends, the staff in the clubhouse they'll have a meal ready. Those guys will eat, and then we'll head to the airport. And then when we get on the plane, there will be another meal not waiting for us, but we'll have a little menu that usually has a chicken, a beef, and some other sort, maybe a fish option.
For Ranger great Michael Young, food was priority number one upon arrival in a new city.
First thing you do when you get to a new city, what are you looking for?
Good restaurants, easily. Where am I gonna put my bag down in my hotel, go out and go with the guys and have a good meal? My family's there, do the same thing with them. So food is clearly at the top of the list. Then you start thinking about the next day at the ballpark and the environment you're gonna be in. Like I said, you go to New York and Boston, you got the best of both worlds. You got great places to go outside of the ballpark, and you know, by the time 7 o'clock rolls around at nighttime, you're going to play in the most ultra-competitive baseball atmosphere in the world.
When a rookie gets called up to the big leagues, there are a number of firsts. Walking into a major league clubhouse and seeing their jersey, or stepping on the field for the first time. This year, Rangers top prospect Joey Gallo was amazed there was Chipotle on the team plane.
So one of the things that was made to be a big deal was when Joey Gallo got called up, he was talking about the Chipotle. You mentioned Chipotle on the plane.
When Joey talked about the Chipotle, that was actually the first time that the air crew had decided to do that. We all love Chipotle, especially in baseball. There's a Chipotle close to every ballpark we go to. So that was a really good decision on their part. And it's easy for them, you know, you throw the chicken or the steak on top of whatever rice we all choose, and everyone's a happy camper.
When I asked Rangers players or coaches to name their favorite baseball city, there seemed to be a trend. New York, San Francisco, Seattle, Boston, those cities kept popping up. But for Rangers pitching coach Mike Maddux, the Windy City takes the cake.
Favorite city?
Chicago.
Why?
Great restaurants. Great restaurants, two very nice ballparks. If you're playing the night games, you got the good breakfast places. If you're playing the day games, you have the great dinner spots. Just a tremendous town, right smack in the middle, close to everything.
So what's your favorite city?
I like going to Boston. I like going to Chicago. Those would be my two. Sleeper place is definitely Seattle. I like going there too. It's a fun place to be. But mainly, I think I'm just going to go with my number one is going to be Chicago. Actually, I'm going to go Boston.
Why?
Historic. I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
So. Oh, my goodness. Favorite cities when I traveled, New York, Chicago, Boston. Going back home to Southern California was always fun for me. Yeah, those are easily at the top of my list.
Prince Fielder has a different reason for his top city, and I think all men should take his lead on this one.
I have to say Chicago, you know? I mean, number one is because I used to hit the Cubs pretty good when I was in Milwaukee, so that helps. And plus, it's just a good city, you know? It's got everything, you know, good restaurants. You know, it's just you can walk around the daytime, all the shops are around there, so that's just a good... Plus, my wife likes it, so that always helps. When she likes it, I gotta like it.
While Chicago is consistently on top of the list for most people, Kobe Lewis is a West Coast type of guy.
Favorite city is probably on the West Coast. I really enjoy San Francisco and then Seattle. Seattle's probably one of my favorites. The fans really, on both sides of the baseball, really enjoy the visiting teams that come in. They don't heckle a bunch. I really enjoy the city.
One of the biggest benefits of traveling so often to different cities, and especially baseball cities, these are huge metropolitan cities with a ton of history, is the ability to get out and sightsee. Well, that is, unless you're the clubhouse manager, Hoggy Price, and you get caught on a duck tour.
You know, I made a mistake and took a duck tour one time on one of them buses, and somebody saw me, so now every time we go to a town that's got a duck tour, I gotta hear about that. You know, hey, you going on that duck tour? You don't have to come to the ballpark today. So if you're gonna do something like that when you're on the road, you need to like wear a mask or go incognito.
Now, once everyone boards the flight getting ready to go to a new city, the work is just beginning for Josh Shelton.
As we're preparing to take off, I'll call our lead bus driver. We always have two buses and two equipment trucks, one for personal luggage to go to the hotel, another truck to take all of our equipment and trunks to the ballpark. So I'll give both of those drivers a call as we're taxiing out and said, hey, we're about to take off. Our ETA is blah, 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 and see you then. They'll confirm, so I know they're going to be waiting at the tarmac. We land. The stairs roll up, we walk down, hop on the buses. Hoggy will go under and start loading all the equipment with the crew, and then luggage will meet us at the hotel.
Even with all the luxuries of traveling with a big league baseball team, there's just some things you can't control.
Nightmare scenario, what's happened this year that was, we're always at, it's no different, I guess, than being at an airport and you get
late. Well, is your desk real wood?
I think so.
Okay, well, I'm gonna knock on it before I answer that question. Thankfully, we really haven't had any huge issues this year. Back in April, we were flying out of LAX after a day game in Anaheim. We went 11 innings. There was a huge storm back here in the DFW area. We typically fly out of Long Beach. There was an issue with the aircraft that we had to fly into LAX. Which meant we had to fly out of it as well, because that's where the plane was going to be. So that's a 45-minute drive from Angel Stadium. So we finally get out of LAX around 7:30. It's a three-hour flight, plus we're given back 2 hours in the time zone. About midnight, we're in the air and realize we should be landing by now. We're no longer headed towards DFW, and that's when the crew let us know that both Love and DFW were closed because of the weather, and then we were being diverted to Austin because we didn't have enough fuel to circle around and wait for a pocket to land. So we land in Austin, and then we had to wait on the tarmac there because the storm had now rolled west or southwest and was hitting Austin. The fuel tanker couldn't get out to the plane to refuel us until the storm passed. We just kind of sat there, waited it out. We ended up landing about 5:30 in the morning when we got back in the air. So that was the worst scenario.
So it was just everybody just sitting on the...
We like to razz each other. They like to razz me, even though they know I have no ability to change the weather or the scenario. But, you kind of sit there, there's nothing we can do to control it, and you wear it, and and wait for it to pass.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You can't control Mother Nature.
That's right. And usually, I mean, it's the middle of the night, so, you know, it's an opportunity to sleep anyways. Yeah. Might not be our own bed, but the seat's laid back, and you can close your eyes for a few minutes.
That'll do it for another episode of Dugout Dirt. I'd like to give a special thanks to Josh Shelton, Mike Maddox, Michael Young, Elvis Andrews, Shinsu Chu, Prince Fielder, Derek Holland, Hoggy Price, and everybody that made this podcast possible. Also, a special thank you to my editor and co-producer, Byron Hardy, Becky Kimbrough, Sarah Stone, Anissa Pruitt, and everyone in the Rangers marketing department. Dugout Dirt can always be found on iTunes and TexasRangers.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. And until next time, my name is Jared Couch, and we'll talk to you later.